Chapter 13 The Very Secret Diary. Hermione remained in the hospital wing for several weeks. There was a flurry of rumour about her disappearance when the rest of the school arrived back from their Christmas holidays, because, of course, everyone thought that she had been attacked. So many students filed past the hospital wing trying to catch a glimpse of her that Madame Pomfrey took out her curtains again and placed them around Hermione's bed to spare her the shame of being seen with a furry face. Harry and Ron went to visit her every evening. When the new term started, they brought her each day's homework. "If I'd sprouted whiskers, I'd take a break from work," said Ron, tipping a stack of books onto Hermione's bedside table one evening.
"Don't be silly, Ron. I've got to keep up," said Hermione briskly.
Her spirits were greatly improved by the fact that all the hair had gone from her face and her eyes were turning slowly back to brown.
"I don't suppose you've got any new leads," she added in a whisper
so that Madame Pomfrey couldn't hear her. "Nothing," said Harry gloomily.
"I was so sure it was Malfoy," said Ron for about the hundredth time.
"What's that?" asked Harry, pointing to something gold sticking out from under Hermione's pillow.
"Just a get-well card," said Hermione hastily, trying to poke it out of sight,
but Ron was too quick for her. He pulled it out, flicked it open, and read aloud, "To Miss Granger, wishing you a speedy recovery from your concerned teacher, Professor Gilderoy Lockhart, Order of Merlin, Third Class, Honorary Member of the Dark Force Defence League, and 5 times winner of Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award." Ron looked up at Hermione, disgusted.
"You sleep with this under your pillow?"
But Hermione was spared answering by Madame Pomfrey sweeping over with her evening dose of medicine. "Is Lockhart the smarmiest bloke you've ever met, or what?" Ron said to Harry, as they left the dormitory and started up the stairs towards Gryffindor Tower.